Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in all of GCSE biology, cells. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other exam board, cells are absolutely non-negotiable. They come up in nearly every paper, and understanding them deeply will unlock so much of the rest of your biology course. Think of this episode as your personal tutor session. We're going to cover everything you need, the key concepts, the exam traps to avoid, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently describe the differences between animal, plant, and bacterial cells, explain what organelles do and why they matter, understand cell differentiation and stem cells, and tackle any exam question on this topic with confidence. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the big picture. All living things are made of cells. That's the cell theory, and it's one of the most important ideas in science. Cells are the basic structural and functional units of life. Everything your body does, breathing, thinking, digesting, happens because of what's going on inside your cells. Now, the first major distinction you need to nail is the difference between prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. This comes up constantly in exams, so listen carefully. Eukaryotic cells are the complex ones. They have a true nucleus. That means the genetic material, the DNA, is enclosed inside a nuclear envelope. Animal cells and plant cells are both eukaryotic. They're typically between 10 and 100 micrometers in size. Prokaryotic cells are much simpler and much smaller, typically 1 to 10 micrometers. Bacteria are prokaryotes. The key difference? No nucleus. The DNA in a prokaryotic cell floats freely in the cytoplasm in a region called the nucleoid. It's also circular DNA, not linear like ours. Prokaryotes also often have plasmids, small extra circles of DNA, and their ribosomes are smaller, called 70S ribosomes, compared to the 80S ribosomes in eukaryotic cells. A great memory trick. Prokaryote. Pro means before. Bacteria evolved before the nucleus existed. Eukaryote. EU means true. They have a true nucleus. Now let's look at the organelles inside eukaryotic cells, because examiners love asking you to match the organelle to its function. The nucleus is the control center. It contains your DNA, which carries the genetic instructions for making proteins. Inside the nucleus is the nucleolus, which makes ribosomes. Mitochondria, singular mitochondrion, are where aerobic respiration happens. This is where ATP, your energy currency, is made. Cells that need lots of energy, like muscle cells, have loads of mitochondria. Remember, mitochondria equals energy equals ATP. Ribosomes are tiny structures, the smallest organelles, and they're where protein synthesis happens. Every protein your body makes is assembled on a ribosome. They can be free in the cytoplasm or attached to the endoplasmic reticulum. The endoplasmic reticulum, or ER, comes in two types. Rough ER has ribosomes on its surface and is involved in making and transporting proteins. Smooth ER has no ribosomes and is involved in making lipids. The cell membrane controls what enters and leaves the cell. It's a phospholipid bilayer, two layers of phospholipid molecules, and it's selectively permeable, meaning it lets some things through, but not others. Now, plant cells have some extra features that animal cells don't. First, a cell wall made of cellulose. This gives the plant cell its rigid shape and structural support. Second, chloroplasts. These are where photosynthesis happens. They contain a green pigment called chlorophyll that absorbs light energy. Third, a large permanent vacuole. This is a fluid-filled space that helps maintain the cell's shape through a process called Turgor pressure. So to summarize the differences, plant cells have a cell wall, chloroplasts, and a large permanent vacuole. Animal cells have none of these. Both have a nucleus, mitochondria, ribosomes, cell membrane, and cytoplasm. Now, let's talk about cell differentiation. This is a big topic that links beautifully to stem cells. When a cell differentiates, it becomes specialized for a particular function. During the early development of an organism, cells divide and then differentiate. They switch on certain genes and switch off others, changing their structure to suit their job. Let's look at some brilliant examples of specialized cells. Red blood cells are biconcave, that donut-like shape, which gives them a huge surface area for absorbing oxygen. They have no nucleus, which means more space for hemoglobin, and they're incredibly flexible so they can squeeze through tiny capillaries. Sperm cells have a long tail called a flagellum for swimming. They're packed with mitochondria to provide the energy needed for that long journey. They also have an acrosome at the head, which contains enzymes to break through the egg's outer layer. Nerve cells, or neurons, are incredibly long. Some stretch over a meter to transmit electrical signals quickly across the body. They have lots of dendrites to receive signals from other neurons, and many are wrapped in a myelin sheath that speeds up signal transmission. Root hair cells have a long, thin extension that massively increases the surface area for absorbing water and mineral ions from the soil. Ciliated epithelial cells line your airways. They have tiny hair-like structures called cilia that beat rhythmically to sweep mucus and any trapped bacteria or dust up and out of your lungs. Now, stem cells. These are undifferentiated cells. They haven't specialized yet. They can divide and differentiate into many different cell types. There are two main types you need to know. Embryonic stem cells come from early embryos. They are pluripotent, meaning they can differentiate into almost any cell type in the body. This makes them incredibly valuable for medical treatments. Imagine being able to grow replacement tissues or organs. However, their use is ethically controversial because harvesting them involves destroying an embryo. Adult stem cells are found in certain tissues like bone marrow. They're more limited. They can only differentiate into related cell types. For example, stem cells in bone marrow can produce different types of blood cells. There's also a third type worth knowing for higher-tier students, meristematic cells in plants. These are found in the growing tips of roots and shoots and can differentiate into any plant cell type throughout the plant's life. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, command words. If the question says state, give a short, factual answer. One or two words or a brief phrase, don't waffle. If it says describe, tell the examiner what something looks like or what happens. If it says explain, you must give a reason. Use the word because to link cause and effect. This is where most candidates lose marks. They describe when they should explain. Common mistake number one, confusing prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. Candidates often say bacteria have a nucleus. They don't. The DNA is free in the cytoplasm, and the DNA is circular, not linear. Common mistake number two, saying plant cells always have chloroplasts. They don't. Root cells are plant cells, but they're underground. They don't photosynthesize, so they have no chloroplasts. Only cells in the green parts of a plant have chloroplasts. Common mistake number three, forgetting that red blood cells have no nucleus. Examiners love asking, explain how the structure of a red blood cell is adapted to its function. You must mention the biconcave shape, the lack of a nucleus, and the presence of hemoglobin. Common mistake number four, on stem cell questions, candidates often give a vague ethical argument. Examiners want specific points. For example, some people believe it is wrong to destroy an embryo as it has the potential to become a human being. Be specific. For 6-mark questions on cells, structure your answer clearly. Start with the organelle or feature, then explain its function, then link it to why this matters. Use scientific terminology throughout. Words like selectively permeable, phospholipid bilayer, aerobic respiration, differentiation, these signal to the examiner that you know your stuff. One more tip. When comparing cells, always use comparative language. Don't just say plant cells have a cell wall. Say plant cells have a cell wall, whereas animal cells do not. Examiners credit the comparison. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. Name three structures found in plant cells, but not in animal cells. Think about it. Answer, cell wall. Chloroplasts, large permanent vacuole. Question two, what is the function of mitochondria? Think, answer, site of aerobic respiration, produces ATP energy. Question three, what is the key structural difference between a prokaryotic and eukaryotic cell? Think, answer, prokaryotic cells have no true nucleus. DNA is free in the cytoplasm. Eukaryotic cells have a nucleus enclosed by a nuclear envelope. Question four. What does it mean for a cell to differentiate? Think. Answer. It becomes specialized for a particular function by switching certain genes on or off. Question five. Why do red blood cells have no nucleus? Think. Answer. To maximize space for hemoglobin, allowing more oxygen to be carried. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. You're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Here are the five things you absolutely must remember about cells. 1. Prokaryotic cells, bacteria, have no nucleus, circular DNA, plasmids, and smaller 70S ribosomes. 2. Eukaryotic cells, animal and plant, have a true nucleus with a nuclear envelope. 3. Plant cells have three extra features: cell wall, chloroplasts, and large permanent vacuole. 4. Organelles have specific functions: mitochondria for energy, ribosomes for protein synthesis, nucleus for genetic control. 5. Cell differentiation means cells become specialized. Stem cells are undifferentiated and can become many cell types. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the full cells topic, from organelles to stem cells to exam technique. Keep revising, keep testing yourself, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.